This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Today, we're going to have discussions with writer Dean Weingarten just because his stuff is just so good. And, you know, I get sort of tired of just hearing myself talk sometimes. Dean, how are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you.
Well, they have finally arrested somebody. This is the first I've actually heard of this actually happening, where it wasn't a shooting. They've arrested somebody for having a gun in a gun-free school zone. So what do we know about this?
Well, this has happened just recently, August 23rd, and it's Mr. Gabriel Cohen Metcalf, and we really don't know much about the case yet. It appears to me that he doesn't have any criminal record, certainly no felonies, or they would have charged him with felony possession. And he lives across from an elementary school in Billings, Montana, and he was seen with a firearm outside his home, and it's alleged on the sidewalk in the area, openly carrying a firearm. And then there's a picture of him with, it's not clear, but there appears to be like a sort of a homemade scabbard on a lawnmower, and he has some kind of firearm in that scabbard, a long gun of some kind.
Right.
I mean, when I looked at it, it did not appear to have the profile of an AR-15, and I couldn't quite tell. It might have been a shotgun. The image was simply not clear enough, and he was clear in this picture. He was clearly on his own property. But it's alleged that he was on the sidewalk in the area near his home more than once with openly carrying a firearm. And that violates the federal 1996 Gun-Free School Zone Act. But there's a lot of history with this Gun-Free School Zone Act. It was declared unconstitutional in 1994 because they said the federal government did not have the authority to regulate the carry of firearms outside of school zones. There was no authority for the federal government to do that.
Right.
Clarence Thomas, I believe, wrote that decision in U.S. v. Lopez. And the decision has never been challenged. Although Scalia wrote a decision later on in U.S. v. Raich, which was a marijuana case, saying that they should apply the decision there, which claimed that the Interstate Commerce Clause gave the federal government authority to essentially regulate everything. And so there's kind of a murky provenance to the 1996 law.
Right.
In order to try to make the 1996 law constitutional, they just add this little caveat saying, well, if they're carrying a gun that is in any way or any part of it has ever been in interstate commerce, then this law is constitutional. But that's never been adjudicated. There's never been a test case. It's never gone to the Supreme Court. I'm pretty sure it hasn't even gone to the appeals court level. And it's my understanding, and I did some searching on this, but it's hard to catch every case. And if anybody has ever used the federal PACER system, which is what keeps track of court cases, I mean, it's how you access federal court cases in the United States. Fortunately, there have been some private entities that have sprung up making access to court cases easier, but they don't get every case. they get the ones they think are prominent. And Pacer is just not user-friendly. I mean, I've used it a lot. It's still not user-friendly. Anyway, so I'm saying I could miss cases, but I haven't seen any cases where it wasn't a criminal, a felon, carrying near a school zone that was prosecuted by the federal government. Mostly what they try to do, and this is my supposition from what I have seen,
right,
is they'd much rather have the state government prosecute. Because if it's state prosecution, then doesn't go into the federal court system. It can't be appealed in the federal court system without going through the state system first. And that gives them much more wiggle room, so to speak. And they're very likely to get a plea deal rather than a court case. But this case, it was the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people who went and arrested Mr. Metcalf and had a warrant from a federal judge to search his home, where I'm going, what? How? What's the point of searching his home to see if he carried outside the home? It's perfectly legal to have firearms in your own home inside a school zone. On arrest warrant, I could see that, but it appears like they gave us the guy. I'll go back to what the U.S. attorney said. Possessing a firearm within a school zone. It's not illegal to possess a firearm within a school zone in your own home.
That's what I would have thought.
The government alleged in court documents that from August 2nd to the 17th, Billings Police Department received multiple calls and weapons complaints regarding Metcalf, who lives, I'm going to leave his address out, walking on the sidewalk and around the area carrying a firearm. Broadwater Elementary School is directly across the street from Metcalf's residence. The sidewalk and streets in front of Metcalf's residence are public property within 1,000 feet of a school zone. Okay. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives. Oh, yeah, okay. Where is it? Okay. Arrested Metcalf near his residence on Tuesday night pursuant to a warrant issued by a federal judge and executed a search on the residence. Now, how do they get a search warrant out of it? Arrest warrant, I can see. But, I mean, it's legal for him to have guns in his home. So where's the, I guess they're searching for evidence that he carried outside the home? Kind of weird. Anyway, well, the whole law is almost certainly unconstitutional. But what we see here is federal agents arresting a Montana citizen for carrying a firearm outside his home in a federal school zone, and they're charging him with that as a crime under a law that was already declared unconstitutional once under the Commerce Clause long before the Heller decision or the McDonald decision or the Kitano decision or the Bruin decision. And under those decisions, and especially Bruin at the last, you have a right to carry arms outside your home. And there's the limitations on where you can carry outside the home are pretty clear. And there's nothing about within so many feet of a school. Now, there you could argue that under Heller, they directly mentioned that schools could be considered sensitive places. But he didn't carry in the school. He didn't. It is not alleged he carried on school property. It's alleged he carried in this federally defined school zone.
Zone.
Hang on
right there, if you will. Hang on right there, if you will. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is fascinating. We'll be right back. Hey, special edition of Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, talking about this school zone that, do we know which came first, his home or the school? Do we know?
No, I don't. I don't know that. I think these...
Would that even be germane?
It would not.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't be germane. Now, there's some interesting twists in this case. I'm going to give credit to Gary Marbot, who is a force for the Second Amendment in Montana.
Right.
He is a legend there. And I I consider him a friend, and I was able to get a hold of him, and he reminded me of something I did know, but I hadn't thought of it right away in this case. And that is the Federal Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1996 has a exemption if you have a carry permit from the state.
Right.
And Mark Gary and the Montana, Montana Second Amendment Supporters Association or Shooters Association, MSSA, and I should know it. I've written about it, talked to Gary about it, but I just got the acronym, MSSA, Sports Shooter Association, I think. They got a law acted in 1995, right after, the court cases and such on the gun-free school zone. And they said in there, this is law. I'm going to read it. Law in Montana. Establishment of individual licensure. In consideration that the right to keep and bear arms is protected and reserved to the people in Article 2, Section 12 of the Montana Constitution, a person who has not been convicted of a violent felony crime and who is lawfully able to own or possess a firearm under the Montana Constitution is considered to be individually licensed and verified by the state of Montana within the meaning of the provisions regarding individual licensure and verification in the Federal Gun-Free School Zone Act. It doesn't appear that Mr. Metcalf has any disabling qualifications, so at least we have not heard of any. So it presumes, I am presuming, that he or his defense will say, I fall under exemption under Montana law. There's an exemption in the Gun-Free School Zones Act, and I am qualified for it.
Is that a permitless carry state?
Montana very recently became a constitutional carry state, yes. Because they had at least two terms. I would say, well, they had several governors, at least two, maybe three. When I say several, I'm counting terms there, instead of at least, I think, three people as governors.
Right.
Who worked very hard to prevent Montana from becoming a permitless carry state. I recall at least two, if not three, vetoes.
Right.
Of permitless carry in Montana that were passed with large majorities, but they just couldn't get enough to override a veto
right.
of the governor. And they finally got their current governor, who is a strong proponent of the Second Amendment, and they passed constitutional carry, permitless carry, I think it was a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. You don't need a permit. And not only don't you need a permit, but they have this special law that says, for the purposes of the Gun-Free School Zone Act, your ability to carry in Montana is your permit. So it's going to be interesting. I look to get details of this, and I don't know if Mr. Metcalf has any buddy representing him at this time. Haven't heard any. And they're keeping him detained, as last I'd heard, for a few, quote, days. Well, under habeas corpus, they have to bring him before a magistrate within like 24 hours, and he should have representation. So, but all of the Constitution means nothing to the left these days. They
sure.
view it as an impediment. So I don't expect the Biden administration to follow the rule of law. I am surprised that this U.S. attorney decided to charge Mr. Metcalf. As I said, they've been shying away from that for, it appears to me, that they haven't wanted to do it because of the obvious potential court challenges. I mean, there's not only the challenge under the Second Amendment, which I think is very clear now, they also have a challenge under the Commerce Clause. And when in U.S. v. Lopez, it was a very big deal, and the left absolutely hated it and said it must be overturned. It never was really challenged again because, but I said, you know, we did get that Raich case, terrible, horrible case that basically said everything you do can be regulated by the federal government because everything has some trivial connection to interstate commerce.
Sure.
You breathe the air that you breathe blew across another state sometime. Therefore, your CO2 being expelled might have an influence on the weather in some other state.
Mm.
Therefore, it's interstate commerce.
There you go.
I'm exaggerating, but not by much. The EPA claims that the rain falling in a puddle on your land, that they can regulate it because it's part of the waters of the United States. The Supreme Court recently shut them down, but they're working under the Biden administration to get around that.
Sure. Constitution be damned.
This is going to be, and this is a really interesting case. It's in Montana. Even in Billings, which is a fairly liberal part of Montana.
See, that was going to be my question.
I'm wondering how they're going to get a jury that would convict him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this, and we don't have time to get into it. We'll get into it in the next segment. There's a lot of questions that this raises for me because, you know, I know where it's going. And I know what they want to say, and I just want to get your opinion on it. Now, Dean, of course, this article, you can find this article at AmmoLand, where Dean has nearly 2,300 others just like it. He is considered by the publisher at AmmoLand to be the most read gun culture author on the planet, all based off of the fact that he writes more for AmmoLand, and AmmoLand is the biggest website of its type on the planet as well, so... When you go there and pick up one of Dean's articles, and all of his articles today, what he's written today, still have bearing, and will have bearing later on. The stuff that he's written yesterday, years ago, still have bearing today. So that's the beauty of reading his stuff at AmmoLand.com. And if you find one of his articles, it'll have his byline. You click on that, and you'll be able to go to his archive. Bring a sandwich. We'll be right back. This is Gunner's News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
News update. A new Rutgers Ipsos poll suggests GOP voters may be more open to Ron DeSantis following the first Republican debate.
The poll, taken 2 days after the primetime debate in Milwaukee, found that around half of the Republicans who followed the event were more inclined to a bid from the Florida governor. DeSantis has been running a distant second to former President Trump in current polls for months. I'm Brian Shook.
Recent Canadian wildfire smoke is blamed for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room. The CDC says researchers found that ER visits were 17% higher than usual in areas where wildfire smoke enveloped the region, triggering air quality alerts between April and August. That included Delaware, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, and Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. I'm Brian Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Talking to, this is Gun Owners News Hour, talking, and I know what I just about said. I've got too many radio shows. I don't understand how I don't make more mistakes. Talking to Dean Weingarten, he's about to tell me about something that Freddie Reel, the publisher at MLM, had put together. What did he put together?
Well, I have another article about bears and bear attacks. It's one of the most recent articles I've published on MLM, or actually that MLM published that I sent to them. And one of the first comments was very, very positive about the story. They really liked it and said, gosh, I'd like to see more. And so Freddie Reel put a link to what he calls the Bear Archives, which is a few dozen of the bear stories that I posted on MLM that have been published there. So I thought it was kind of interesting because he liked these stories. And the bear stories are very popular. And I think for good reason. I think part of this whole leftist march through the institutions in the U.S. has included many of the print publications of outdoor magazines. And they seem, they're not always, or they haven't been, I think it's changing, haven't always been very interested in publishing detailed stories of an animal attack. I remember, I think it was Outdoor Life, had the This Happened to Me series, where they would talk about something that happened to them in the outdoors, and it was riveting. They weren't very long, but, you know, somebody is going in a canoe, and a sweeper comes up, and all their stuff, they get swept underneath, and somehow they manage to survive, that kind of thing.
Right.
And I just don't see... I did not see many of those happening in the print magazines for quite a while. And people love those stories. they are extremely interesting stories for most people. I would say especially most men and anybody who's spent time in the outdoors wants to read a story that's detailed and real and not just some statistical overview where somebody is maybe even pushing an agenda. But, you know, we got a lot of indications, for example, that bears never attack people. You know, everyone from about 1920, I'd say it started after the 40s. From 1950 to 2000, there were a whole lot of people who just said, well, bears never attack. They only a rabid bear, extremely. Well, the reason that was the case was because when bears started getting a little too familiar with people, they got killed. They got shot. And once we started not doing that and protecting them, they get more rambunctious and, you know, they kind of have to be taught. It's not a good idea to attack people or get too familiar with people. And so that's what Freddie Real had. He put together that nice collection, and I'll probably talk to him and say, hey, here's a couple more stories you didn't get. You know? But he's got quite a few there.
He should put them together and call them the Weingarten Papers.
Well, we could. We could, you know, I'm thinking there's a whole, but I've written about a lot of constitutional issues, the Supreme Court, Appellate Court, Second Amendment. We could put those in an archive too, maybe.
Yeah, have different sections.
There's several different categories.
Make a book.
Probably material there for several, and people have been pushing me, and I should do it, but it's a lot of work.
I can only imagine. One question that comes to mind as far as this guy in Billings, Montana, for me, is this is, you know, the leftists want to do away, they're doing their very level best to try to do away with property rights. Right. That's
absolutely.
That's all one of these things where they're coming out there and they're saying, and you know, it's a veritable who's who that goes to the World Economic Forum where they're coming out saying you'll own nothing and like it, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
that is directly out of the far left playbook in the U.S.
Yeah. And you're aware of the C40 designation that 14 cities have signed on to?
I think I've heard of that, where they're going to try to become these 15-minute cities or something like that.
Well, what they want to do is they want to have zero consumption of dairy. 0 kilograms of dairy.
And then they're going to cut down meat, too.
0 kilograms of meat, no cars. You're allowed between 3 and 8 new items of clothing per year. And every 3 years you can take a flight not to exceed 932 miles away from where you're living. You got to come back, too, right?
Wow.
And that's what they're pushing.
Talk about straight up tyranny.
Yeah. Yeah. So in light of that, when we come back to Billings, Montana, which I've always thought of as, you know, this deep red enclave of pure conservative Americana, which I probably haven't paid attention. But that's beside the point because I thought it. They sort of seem like they're trying to test a theory here, because my other question was going to be, who gets arrested directly by the ATF without committing a crime? Because they don't normally arrest anybody directly
more and
anyway.
More. Huh? Of course, it's more and more would be my answer. I think you're correct. This may be a test. I think what they're trying to do is several of the jurisdictions that abhor Second Amendment rights, and are doing everything they can to fight against complying with the Bruin decision out of the Supreme Court. They're claiming basically entire states are sensitive areas.
Right.
And the Gun Free School Zone Act does mostly the same thing. If you look at areas around a school and take a look at some place like Milwaukee or Chicago, you cannot travel through the area without intersecting with numerous gun-free school zones.
Right.
It's impossible.
Right.
And so I believe that the thought of the Gun-Free School Zone Act that was always to eliminate people carrying guns. just make it impossible for them to do so because they would have to commit so many crimes in order to do it. Now, I was fairly involved and wrote a couple articles. There are the states, several states, had passed legislation kind of mirroring the federal Gun-Free School Zone Act, and Wisconsin is one of them. And they have a state Gun-Free School Zone Act, and a young man who was being very careful not to carry a firearm in a school zone, he actually went on Google and used it to measure the distance to where he could get on a sidewalk and not be in a gun-free school zone, did that, and walked around, and he got arrested. And he was held in jail for a couple days for supposedly violating this law. And eventually he went up before a judge, and they let him go because he was able to show that he wasn't really inside the gun-free school zone, that the officer arrested him just thought that he was. And I thought that was a pretty good test case, but fellow, you know, didn't want to have to spend a lot of money. He was just a young man, didn't have a lot of assets, and nobody was coming up to the plate at that time. So now we are much better organized, and we've got better organizations that have more assets and are willing to defend the Second Amendment. But this stuff, it does happen nowadays. That was a state law, and as I said, the feds would much rather push a state into creating a state law so they don't have to defend the federal law in court. But here we have a U.S. attorney. I'm just wondering if it might be he's defying the Biden administration and setting up a test case.
Right.
Doesn't seem plausible, but who knows? He's living in Montana.
I don't know. Most of the arrests that you see the ATF make. You know what? We'll have to bring this up in the next segment because we're about to run out of time. This article is it is on the top page right now at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I did it again. One more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. My mistake. I've done too much radio today. Too much radio. Yeah.
Do you need me to do anything else over?
No. We are good to go as far as that goes. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we're talking about the school zone thing and all this other stuff that goes on. And you know, most of the time the ATF, when they arrest somebody, they see a state charge and they say, oh, this guy had a short-barreled rifle, or this guy had a fully automatic weapon. And they see that in the charge and then they attach a charge to it. They don't normally go out and arrest people themselves.
Correct.
So did somebody complain about this guy in Billings, Montana, being on his property or something?
There's a lot of interesting stuff here to unpack. Because it was the Billings Police Department that supposedly received multiple calls and complaints regarding Metcalf, who lives across from the school, saying that he had a firearm and was out and about, openly carrying. And I'm presuming it was a long gun, because I just don't see people in Montana making a big fuss about somebody with a holstered pistol. Seems unlikely.
Right.
So and the picture that we have that went with one of the articles, which, you know, it belongs to them, so I didn't post it. But in one of the articles, there was a picture of him. It appeared there was some type of long gun in sort of a homemade scabbard on a lawn mower. And it did not. Now, the interesting, I think, if it had been an AR-15 or any semi-automatic rifle, I believe it would have been mentioned. Because they're pushing really hard to try to outlaw them. So if they could say, see, this guy was carrying an AR-15 right next to a school, I think it would have been said. So I don't know what type of firearm he had, and that will be interesting to find out. I can't be sure, but it could have been something like a single-barrel break-open shotgun.
Right.
I mean, very plausible. To the people who have hoplophobia, who are actually psychologically afraid of guns. A gun is a gun is a gun is a gun. It doesn't matter if it's an AR-15 or a 22 single shot. It's a gun. Run. You know, so I am really interested in, we should eventually get more. I will be going to Pacer and seeing if I can find something about this case. It's a federal case, so it's going to be on the system somewhere, sure. Somehow. Like I said, they're not easy to... I can get around to the system, but it's not friendly. Anyway, so that's a big deal, I think.
It
what
is.
Type of gun he was carrying. And then I'd like to know who made the complaints and how many were there. I mean, if you're going to do all that, it has to be public record. There isn't, I don't think there's a 911 center in the U.S. that doesn't record all the 911 calls. So maybe I can get with Freddie and ask for Freedom of Information Act and all the 911 calls that came in on Mr. Metcalf or a gun around the school where he's at.
I think
that would
should.
Be interesting.
Well, I think. Well, I mean, there's just a couple of things that just don't make a whole lot of sense to me. Where the ATF rolls in and makes a federal arrest in Billings, Montana, on a school zone, I mean,
charge, man.
You know, that's not normally one of their. That's not where they make their bones. Not normally.
I think they have been avoiding that law for the reason that it's such a slam dunk as being unconstitutional, and it unravels quite a bit of federal gun control. So. It's a really interesting case, and especially with this Montana law that appears to say, hey, you're home free, you're an exception. I mean, because if that comes up, there's a first, the question will be, well, the Montana can't do that, and I'm going, why not? Why not? They have the authority within their state to say who can have a permit or not and who has it.
Right.
It's possible. I could see ATF saying, well, but that's not an approved ATF permit. And I go, so what? Doesn't say it has to be approved permit by ATF. So there's many areas for complexity here. And I'm kind of wondering if the U.S. attorney in Billings might not get a call from the Biden administration and say, drop this case. Could happen.
Good. We'll see.
Yep.
They don't like getting embarrassed in court. This is one where I could see that they might.
Well, you know, one of the things that we saw is they pushed really hard to have the Rahimi case about whether with a mere restraining order you can take away somebody's Second Amendment rights. And because Rahimi is not a, you know, sympathetic defendant. And they push really hard to get that head of the line. Right now it is at the head of the line to the Supreme Court. But do they really want this case? I mean, it sounds like Metcalf may be a fairly sympathetic defense. I mean, he claimed, one thing I heard was that he had told investigators that he was carrying the gun because there was some type of a problem with other people, and he wanted to be able to defend himself in the area.
Sure.
I don't know what might come of that or what evidence he has or whether that's even germane. I wouldn't think it would be germane. But it is in a sense because the Second Amendment, as it was referred to in Heller and in Bruin, you know, in McDonald, it is there in large part to allow U.S. citizens to carry weapons in case of confrontation, whether the confrontation be the local mugger, you know, or an ISIS fanatic, or an enemy soldier who's trying to take over your country.
Right.
Or, for that matter, a tyrannical government. And you know, when he says, I was carrying it for self-defense, that pretty much makes certain that there is no problem with standing. I mean, they arrested him. They're charging him. He's saying, I have a constitutional right to do this. So they're standing right there. And it's so early in this case, and there's so many things we don't know. We're just going to have to wait. I mean, I've been doing some digging already, but it hasn't been very fruitful yet. We will get a lot more information. It just may take a little while.
Well, it's a fascinating story when you consider how inept most of them are, that they would get out there and be Johnny on the spot on one of these items when they're not doing anything about the switches in Chicago, for example, the fully automatic switches with the Glocks.
I don't know. It may be very difficult for them to do. And when we say them, even though almost all of our issues are because of adherents of the far left, those people have their groups and cliques inside them. They're not a unified bowl, and they often have internecine battles and problems and strife and power grabs and all that stuff too. So Chicago may not be going after people with switches because they don't want to go after black people who have guns, because those are revolutionaries, you understand,
right?
Or proto-revolutionaries. And and maybe he thought to the attorney, I don't know what's in his thought process. He might have thought, well, hey, this is a great case. You know, the boss wants me to go after guns. Here it is. Gun-free school zone. Yeah, let's go after them. I don't know.
Anyway, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today, sir.
It is always a pleasure.
I have Dean on Lock and Load a lot, so that's why I keep slipping and saying Lock and Load, because I got Dean here and I got the cues. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and we'll try to bring you Dean Weingarten once again, because as a storyteller, he has no equal. As for you, I want you to remember to carry your gun anywhere you go, as often as you can. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.